Right. This is the update from the Attorney General's office. And just as a note, this is going to cover material from January 2014 through January 2015. And in your material, you have the PowerPoint presentation, the paper, and you also have a chart of a summary of the opinions, as well as pending opinions from the Attorney General's office. And just as background, the AG has the ability to issue certain types of opinions. There are the formal opinions that are written interpretations of existing law. And in 2014, there were approximately 58 of those issued. They also can issue formal open records decision that provide interpretation about the Texas Public Information Act. And brace yourself for the number, because I know it's going to be overwhelming. There was one issued. So just as a note, from 2003 to 2015, there were only 11 of those issued. And so you see that is not where the bulk of the work is coming from as far as opinions are concerned. Opinion-wise, the vast majority of the work is being done with those informal open records and memorandum rulings that we all send in when we want to withhold information under the Public Information Act, and actually issued over 22,000 of those last year. For the most part with this presentation, I'm just going to discuss the formal opinions. I'm going to touch on a couple of public information requests because they involve litigation. And so I apologize in advance, because at some point I'm probably going to speed up because I want to make sure that we talk about those litigation cases. For formal opinions, only authorized officials can request an opinion, and those are listed on the PowerPoint presentation and in your paper.